Welcome to my library.
This is Web Genie with an installment from my reading diary. So, what have I been reading lately? First up, Charlaine Harris's latest Sookie Stackhouse outing, Deadlocked, published by Pyre. I've been reading Charlaine Harris since her mystery days, and if you haven't read any of her mysteries, you should. I've lectured complete strangers on how she exposes character through action. I've argued that her inclusion of housework in a paranormal romance is actually a subversively feminist act, and I adore the character of Sookie. It's a no-brainer that I enjoyed Deadlocked. Once again, Sookie has a mystery to solve and vampire politics to contend with. Oh, and I think she resolves her happily ever after in a nifty twist at the end of the book. If this is the end of the series, Charlaine has wrapped it up nicely. Otherwise, poor Sookie is really worn out by everything she's gone through, so I hope Charlaine gives her some vacation time. If you're a Sookie Stackhouse fan, it's recommended. Next, I found How Carrots Won the Trojan War by Rebecca Rupp, published by Story Publishing, a book so charming I immediately bought a copy for my mother. It's a collection of facts and histories of various fruits and vegetables. It's an enjoyable read, perfect for days so sweltering that the ability to concentrate has disappeared. Plus, it's an excellent gift book. Recommended. Next, I tucked into my reviewer copy of Thieves' Covenant by Ari Marmel, published by Pyre. I heard Ari Marmel on Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing discussing his underpowered god concept. This is an idea I found amusing and clever. The story is told partially in flashbacks, which explain how our heroine became wealthy, famous, and most importantly became the single worshipper of a minor god. This is a young adult story told with great pacing and personable characters. The heroine, Widdershins, relationship as the sole worshipper of her god means that her god can focus exclusively on her well-being. Unfortunately, since the god only has a single worshipper, it isn't very powerful, and can protect her only through acts like causing a pursuer to suffer a sneezing fit or trip. Mr. Marmel gets a lot of physical comedy out of this. Recommended. Next, I read Passion Play by Beth Brnovich, published by Tor. I was looking forward to reading a new book by Miss Brnovich, and Passion Play didn't disappoint. Miss Brnovich takes a standard fantasy storyline and bends it into her own shape. The beginning of the story, where the rebellious daughter refuses to marry the husband arranged for her by her father and runs away instead, could have been a fantasy retread. Instead, the consequences, spoiler, lead to Therese prostituting herself in order to retain her freedom. Miss Brnovich doesn't shy away from depicting this in a way that is both creepy and affecting. Therese suffers both emotionally and physically in a way that seems pretty realistic to me. This isn't an anti-sex book, rather one where the consequences of choice are explored. Recommended. Keep Calm and Pray for Dawn is one of the taglines for God Save the Queen by Kate Locke, published by Orbit. This book is set in a steampunk modern world. Queen Victoria is still on the throne in 2012. It reminded me of A Clockwork Orange mashed up with Gail Carriger's Parasol Protectorate series. And I'm all over the map with my response to this book, which by parts I loved and equally snorted in annoyance at. I feel that Ms. Locke missed the opportunity to explore what it would really mean to have an undead, unchanging political elite ruling. But that is undoubtedly a more serious storyline than the book was designed for. This is clearly the start of a series, so I'll be curious how book 2 performs. I'll put it in the mileage may vary pile. And look what came in from the library today, How to Shit Around the World, by Dr. Jane Wilson Howard, published by Traveler's Tales Press. Subtitled, The Art of Staying Clean and Healthy While Traveling. Cued by a Boing Boing story, I read the article on using a squat toilet. Since I couldn't find an ebook version, I did the next best thing. Interlibrary loan! Now, I just have to keep my little boy from chanting the title while I read it. Just to recap, the books I mentioned today were Deadlocked by Charlaine Harris, published by Pyre. How Carrots Won the Trojan War by Rebecca Rupp, published by Story Publishing. Thieves' Covenant by Ari Marmel, published by Pyre. Passion Play by Beth Brnovich, published by Tor. God Save the Queen by Kate Locke, published by Orbit. How to Shit Around the World by Dr. Jane Wilson Howard, published by Traveler's Tales Press. This has been Web Genie, letting you know what's on my reading list.